This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. After more than a decade without a direct hit, Florida has seen its share of hurricanes during this year's and last year's hurricane seasons. The history of hurricanes will be the topic at the Emerson Center in Vero Beach Thursday, November 9th. The speaker is Jay Barnes. He's the author of Florida's Hurricane History, and we can learn from history what is it that we need to take away from the past when it comes to hurricanes in the state.
The lesson really is pretty simple. Our problems with hurricanes are permanent and they're repetitive. So you can look at the last 20 years or the last 50 years, and then you can project what are we going to see in the next 20 years or the next 50 years, and it's going to be more of the same.
One thing we saw this year is we certainly saw people get ready when they were warned to.
Depending upon where you are, you know, risk varies widely. There are some parts of Florida that are more prone to hurricane landfalls than others, and not just Florida, but the same is true for the entire Atlantic and Gulf Coast. There are hot spots, and certainly the very southern end of Florida, you know, Monroe, Dade, Broward counties, those are regions that have historically had more hurricanes and more intense hurricane landfalls than others. Then you go to some place like, Duval County or somewhere, there's less of an incidence. But the problem is, when you talk to residents, is that, and I was in Tampa this past spring, it's been so long since Tampa Bay has had a direct hit from a major hurricane that a lot of people in that community, all around Tampa Bay, are somewhat, I guess you'd call it, the term is hurricane amnesia. They don't remember ever being a bad hurricane. And over a period of time, you have a tendency to feel like, well, it can't happen here.
We have the advantage now of predicting hurricanes and knowing that they're coming in, having the opportunity to get ready. It's scary to think about having one of these storms before that.
In 1926, for example, and here's another problem, people during that period of time, and this, think about it, it's only 100 years ago or less, people didn't understand the nature of hurricanes and the eye and the calm eye and the fact that the strongest winds are right on the edge of the eye wall. So when that Category 4 Miami hurricane of 26 rolled through Miami and the eye arrived, people thought the storm was over. They got in their cars. They tried to drive across the causeway to Miami Beach, and the cars were swept off the bridge, and there were hundreds of people that lost their lives by going out into the eye of the storm, only to be caught by the backside winds blowing from the opposite direction.
So do we do better in dealing with them now? Do we see less damage?
Today, we do have a much more fine-tuned process. We have more people whose job it is to keep us safe and to prepare in advance. Our emergency management staffing on a federal, county, city level is better. The trends are going in a couple of different directions. The dollar damages are going up, skyrocketing, but the death toll generally has been trending downward.
We've been speaking with Jay Barnes. He's author of Florida's Hurricane History. He'll be at the Emerson Center in Vero Beach Thursday, November 9th at 7 p.m. His presentation is free and open to the public. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Jill Roberts.